I wanted to continue, at least in a related inyan to what we talked about last week, what was given when, which mitzvahs were said when. I want to go through the psukim inside in Parshas Mishpatim that talk about Matan Torah, or I guess depends what exactly it's talking about, but the Machlok Rashi and the Ramban. Let's read the psukim again after all the mishpatim, all the halachas, all the mitzvahs of Sefer Mishpatim. So let's read the psukim inside, and then we'll be ma'irer a little bit what the pshat is. The beginning of Perek of Dalet in Shmais, it says, "Al Maisha Oma Alei Al Hashem." To Maisha, he said, "Come up, go up to Hashem." Ata v'Aaron Nadav Aviu v'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. You, Aaron, Nadav, Aviu, and 70 of Mizikne Yisrael, Ishtachavisa Meirachik, and you'll bow down from far away. V'nigash Moshe levadei al Hashem, and Moshe alone came close to Hashem, v'heim lo yigashu, they won't come close, v'om lo yaluima, and the people won't go up on the mountain at all. V'yavai Moshe, this is really where we want to start, v'yavai Moshe, v'yisapra lo'om es kol divrei Hashem, es kol divrei Hashem, v'es kol ha-mishpatim. Moshe came, and he told the people all the words of Hashem and all the mishpatim, bayan kolom kelech vayomru, everybody called out in one voice, and they said, "Kol advarim asher dibar Hashem nase." Everything the Rebbe Hashem said, we will do. Bayichtav Moshe es kol divrei Hashem. Moshe wrote down all the words of Hashem. Vayashkim baboiker, and he got up early in the morning. Vayivem mizbeach tachas ahar, and he built a mizbeach by the bottom of the mountain, u'shteimaseh matzeva, and he made 12 platforms, u'shteimaseh shivta Yisrael, one for each shevet. Vayishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilais, and he sent the narei b'nei Yisrael, the lads of the Yidden, and they brought up oilais. Vayizvichu zvachim shlamim la'ashem parim, and they shechted karbonai shlamim la'ashem parim. We know from Chagiga, the Gemara asks where the parim is going on the oilais also. How do you read the pasuk? We know from Megillah that this is one of the psukim that they changed when they translated the Torah. Okay, Vayigach Moshe chatzi adam. Moshe took half the blood by Yosem Agana. He said chatzi adam zarak al mizbeach. Half the dam he put into basins, and half the dam he threw on the mizbeach. Vayigach sefer abris. He took the sefer abris. Vayikar basnei ame. He read it in the ears of the people. Vayomru kol asher dibar Hashem nasa v'nishma. Whatever Hashem spoke, Nasa v'nishma, we will do and we will listen. Vayikach Moshe Sadom, Vayizrik Alaom. He took the blood and he threw it on the people, spritzed it on the people. Vayomer Hinei Dam HaBris Asher Kars Hashem Imachem. This is the dam of the bris that the Baruch Hashem is making with you. Al Kol Advar Me'ela on all these things. And then it says that the Shivim Kanan went up. And then in Pasuk Yud Beis it says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe alei Eli Ahara, come up to me in the mountain. Vayeshem and you'll be there. Ve'etnechas luchais ha'evim v'atayra v'amitzah shekasavti l'ayesim, and I'll give you the luchais." That's and then in Pasuk Tazav, "Vayal Moshe al Ahar v'yichasas anasar." Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on the mountain. So now again, the way Rashi learns, this is the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So in the end of Yisrael, we have the Aseres HaDibros, and we have the two mitzvahs at the end of the Lehei Ches V'Lehei Zav, you shouldn't make, and make a mizbeach. Then we have all the halachas of Parshas Mishpatim. After all that is the psukim that we just read. So the way Rashi learns is this all took place before the Aseres HaDibros. When did this all take place? Rashi says, Parshazu Nemra Kaidim Yodibrai, so with Dalit Besivan Nemra Layale. This pasuk was said on Dalit Sivan. So let's work through, according to Rashi, there's more than one day in this parsha. The pasuk says, Amisha Amar Alei Al Hashem, Amisha came close, and he wrote all these things, and he brought up Karbonais, and he took the blood, and the Vayal Moshe Adam Shiv Mizik Na Yisrael. All of these, it says in the morning, where did it say that? Read it before.
Okay.
Okay. We're missing that pasuk again. So that would be if the parsha was said on the 4th, so then, 4th of Sivan, so then Vayashkein Babayker is on the 5th of Sivan, right? And he did all of this, that he shechted the parim and the oilis, and he spritzed the dam, and he took the Sefer HaBris. All of this would take place on Hay Sivan, which is the day before Matan Torah. Matan Torah takes place on Vav Sivan. So this is all taking place the day before, not just before Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, but before they hear that Seferes HaDibros, but it's taking place the day before. So now, it says over here that Moshe took, he came, he told the people, as kol divrei Hashem, eis kol ha-mishpatim. And everybody said, kol echad, vayomru kol advarim asher dibrei Hashem naaseh. That's not Nasa Vinishma yet. That is on the, this is on the 4th of Sivan. So what did he tell the people? Vayavai Meshra Yisabalam es kol divrei Hashem, all the words of Hashem, ve'es kol ha-mishpatim. Again, according to Rashi, this is before Parshas Mishpatim was said. So ve'es kol ha-mishpatim does not mean Parshas Mishpatim. So Rashi says, Vayavai Meshra Yisabalam bay bayayim, that day, the 4th, es kol divrei Hashem, mitzvahs prisha v'hagbala. Divrei Hashem means the mitzvahs of Matan Torah, meaning the mitzvahs of stay off the mountain, Prisha, and that they should make a fence around the mountain, and they shouldn't go on the mountain, and anybody who goes on the mountain is going to be Chayiv Misa. That's Divrei Asha. The Eis Kol HaMishpat, now that it doesn't say here, that it says in Parshas Yisrael, but he told them all of that. The Eis Kol HaMishpatim, Zayim Mitzvah Shenetztavu B'nei Nayach, all the Mishpatim means the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach, V'Shabbos, V'Kibur Avaim, U'Parah Aduma, V'Dinim Shenitin Olam B'Mara. So he told them the Shabbos mitzvahs in Nayach. Interesting that why he would need to tell them that before Matan Torah, right? This is the end of the Shabbos mitzvahs in Nayach. Whatever they're going to have now from now going on is not the Shabbos mitzvahs in Nayach. But he tells them the Shabbos mitzvahs in Nayach and Shabbos and Kibur Avaim, which is going to be in the Aseres HaDibros, but he tells it to them now. Upara Aduma, the Parsha Upara Aduma, which in Chumash doesn't appear until Parsha Chukas, right? Which is in much later in Sefer Dvarim, in Sefer Bamidbar, I mean. The dinim shenitin la mamara and the dinim that they were given in Mara. So an eclectic list of things that they were told. Now obviously in Parshas Bai, they got mitzvahs already, like we mentioned last week, but that was not, doesn't sound like that was repeated here at all with the mitzvahs of Karm Pesach and Tefillin. And again, Pidyon HaBen, that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them here. He told it to them already. So that wasn't repeated here. Then the pasuk says, so he told them all of that, and they said Nasa. They said Nasa. They didn't say Nasa v'nishma, they said Nasa. Rashi, no Rashi on Nasa. What were they being mekabel with this Nasa? Then the next pasuk is Moshe wrote down all the Divrei Hashem, and he built a mizbech. He got up early in the morning, so now it's the next day. Now it's hay. Right? It doesn't say when he wrote it. Did he write it on Dalet and then get up early the next morning and give it to them, or did he write it through the night? But Vayashkein Babayker, Vayivim Mizbeach Tachas Ahar, and he built a mizbech, and he sent them to Nar B'nai Yisrael, and they brought the karbanais, and he spritzed the dam on the people. Vayikach Sefer HaBris. So what's these two things? He wrote, it's called Divrei Hashem, and he took the Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Ba'azneham, and he read it in the ears of the people. So Rashi says that those two are the same thing. He wrote down the Divrei Hashem, that's the Sefer, what the Pasuk later calls the Sefer HaBris, and then he took the Sefer HaBris and he read it to everybody. What's the Sefer HaBris? So Rashi says, Mi Bereshis V'ad Matan Torah. He wrote down from Bereshis until Matan Torah, because of mitzvahs in its davu b'mar, and he also wrote down the mitzvahs they were commanded in mar. So in other words, Rashi is troubled by, one second, if this is after Parshas Mishpatim, so what exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu writing? Doesn't tell us anything about what he wrote. It just says he wrote the Sefer HaBris. Maybe if it was me and you, maybe we would invent. He wrote that Hareini Kaisei Kairei's Bris Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael right? That would be the krisas bris. Maybe it would be a piece of paper that says we're making a bris between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That would be Sefer HaBris. Rashi says that's not Sefer HaBris. Sefer HaBris was from Bereishis until Matan Torah, and he wrote the mitzvahs that they were commanded in Mara, right? Which is again, Shabbos, Paraduma, Dinim. So he wrote everything through, again, you'll have to understand whether if Yisrael came before Matan Torah or not is a machlokes. So did he write Parshas Yisrael? Is that included in until Matan Torah? Is that not included in until Matan Torah? Rashi doesn't get involved in that. So then he writes that all down, and then he reads it to them. Rashi says again, he reads the Sefer HaBris, Bereishis v'Matan Torah. So this is a very busy day. I don't know, it takes, even if you're laying fist, I don't know if Moshe Rabbeinu laying fist. Mistama not, that's my guess, right? He was giving it over to Klal Yisrael. So he laying, from how long would it take to laying Sefer Bereishis, from Bereishis Bara Likim HaShemayim HaSaretz, all the way until Parshas Yisrael, right? That's going to be that's most of the day. I mean, my point is not how long davening was. That's not the point over here. But the point was that this is not a short event that he read to them to say for HaBris. That's a major piece of the day. Again, he wrote it all in one night, so I guess that's, or in one day. Right? So no cipher could do that. It takes a regular cipher, a year to write a Sefer Torah. So they talk about this, Aaron, this is for you. The Al-Pisayit is a way to write fast, and the Balisayit, no, there's certain things he could do in order to write Shalaika Derech HaTeva. They say the Shach was able to do that, and others. So whatever they knew, Moshe Rabbeinu obviously knew also. But whatever it was, right, he wrote it all down, it sounds like. We'll talk maybe a different shot, but he wrote it all down from Bereishis until Matan Torah, and he wrote the mitzvahs, they were in the Stav of Amara, and he read it all to the people. Right? So maybe we picture, when we talk about Nasa v'Nishma, so I don't know, I think this is the picture in my head, even though whenever I think about it, I know it's not true, but we picture that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying to Klal Yisrael, so When did Klal Yisrael say Nasa v'Nishma? Either right before that, or at that event. This is not at all at that event. It's the day before, right? Klal Yisrael says Nasa v'Nishma, according to Rashi, the day before Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Moshe Rabbeinu is making a bris. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is making a bris with Klal Yisrael. That bris with Klal Yisrael necessitates writing out the whole Chumash until this point, from Bereishis until Matan Torah, with some mitzvahs that are not written before, but are written later. But we know them. We knew them before. We Klal Yisrael knew them already from Mara, from when they were from right after Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he wrote all of that down on a cloth or whatever. He wrote it all down and he read it to Klal Yisrael. And at that point, Klal Yisrael says, "Kol Hashadiva Hashem Nasa Vinish." Whatever the Rebbeinu said, we're going to do. That was the bris that Klal Yisrael made with the Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem gave it to us. That's the Rebbeinu Shem side of the bris. And our side of the bris is we were mekabel, right? We were mekabel kol hashadibur Hashem nasa v'nishma, and that went along with the karbonos and zrikas adam, and that was the krisas bris. The matan Torah, the Rebbeinu Shem giving the Torah, is a separate event. That is not the bris between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What's called Kabbalah Satayra and what's called Matan Torah might be a question. In other words, that our Kabbalah Satayra took place, Pashas, on Hey Siva, right? The Matan Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo giving it, either that's an ongoing event, starting with Mara and Bai, Pashas Bai, and the Mitzvah Pashas Bai, and all the things that the Saras Adibris, and then all the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel on Har Sinai, that is an ongoing Nisina Satayra. When did the Rebbeinu Shlomo, what did the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I don't know, am I disturbing you? There's an ongoing Nisina Satayra, but L'chaira, that's not what we mean by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, I mean the Rebbeinu Shlomo is offering us the Torah. We'll figure out what it is afterwards. That's Nasa v'Nishma. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo proffering the Torah to Klal Yisrael That is not on Vav Siva. That's on Hey Siva. And Klal Yisrael being mekabel the Torah is on Hey Siva, not on Vav Siva. Right? What took place by Matan Torah itself, in other words, by the Aseres HaDibros, is a different event. What took place by them by Matan Torah, according to Rashi? What was that? What was the Aseres HaDibros? So that, you have to go back to Parshas Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Beferish, what was the point of Matan Torah? In other words, this is a question maybe probably everybody has had. What's special about the Aseres HaDibros? But leaving that question aside, I'm not going to answer that now, but what took place by Matan Torah, we got 10 mitzvahs by Matan Torah, or it depends how you count, it's 13, it's 14, different, depending on different shitas, how many mitzvahs are included in the Aseres HaDvarim. But the Maimed Har Sinai and the Nesinas HaTorah was a day, according to Rashi, a day after Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, a day after they made a bris with the Rebbeinu Shlom. So what's happening? What are these Aseres HaDibros? What's being accomplished with this Aseres HaDibros? So the Pasuk says, we don't have to guess, the Pasuk says it. The Pasuk says like this. Parshas Yisrael, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hinei anoichi ba'i lecha ba'av ha'onon, I'm going to come to you in a thick cloud, in order that the people should hear me speak with you. And then they'll believe in you forever. And Moshe told the words of the people to Hashem. That's the pasuk. So the Rambam learns that that was the entire purpose of Matan Torah. The entire purpose of Matan Torah was Vavur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Imach. Because we have a problem. Listen, could you give me that piece of paper? Thank you. Let's put it over there. What does it mean, Bavur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Imach? So the Rambam learns that the whole point of Matan Torah was to create a fundamental, it wasn't to create a difference between our Amunah and everybody else's Amunah, but it is the central difference between our Amunah and everybody else's Amunah, which is that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi because we saw the Rebbeinu Shalom speak to Moshe. The whole point of Matan Torah was that, Bavur Yishma Ha'am, in order that the people should hear, B'dabri Imach, when I speak with you. That was the point of Matan Torah. So I'm going to be giving you over the next 40 days, the next 40 years, right? Depending on the Shita, right? I'm going to be giving you all the mitzvahs and all the halachas and all the Torah Shabbat Peh and all the Torah Shabbat Ksav and everything. So how do you know that what Moshe Rabbeinu says is MS? Bavur Yishma Ha'am B'dabri Imach V'gam B'chay Yaminu Lailam. You'll see me speak with Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Klal Yisrael speak this. So the Rebbeinu Shabbat is saying, you are my Navi, and we're going to hear that. So we're going to get the Navua that the Rebbeinu Shem is telling us, right? I, Moshe Rabbeinu is my Navi. And Memela, well, then we could be Mammon and all the mitzvahs, the subsequent mitzvahs that follow from that point. Right? That's the point of Matan Torah, the Rambam learns. That is what happened by Matan Torah. Rashi, though, Chayra argues on that Rambam in one point. The Pasuk ended off there. Again, this is in Yisrael. By Yoshev Moshe Estivrei Amel Hashem, Moshe brought back the word of the people to Hashem. So Rashi says there's a whole conversation. It doesn't say what the people said. The Rashi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to speak to you in front of everybody. Bavur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Imach. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds what the people said. So Rashi says, it brings it from the Chazal. By Yoshev Moshe Estivrei Amel, by Yom HaMacharos, the next day, Shiyam HaShlishi. Sorry, not that one. Dr. Rashi, I heard, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Rebbeinu Shem, I heard a response. They want to hear from you. So Klal Yisrael says back to Rebbeinu Shem, we don't want that. We don't want Moshe to be an emtzai between us and you, and you'll say everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine, we'll see that you're announcing Moshe Rabbeinu is my Navi. So we won't have a Shaila and Amunah. We want to get the mitzvahs ourselves, directly from the Rebbeinu Shem. We say, Neinu, Lira, he says, Malkeinu. We want to see right? The Ribbono Shel'olam, whatever that means. See, and we want to hear the mitzvahs directly. So then the next pasuk says, oh, one second. So then there's a whole nother tachlis here. Right? Then they need achana. They need to get ready for that. That's not something that that would. And then they need to the pasuk has 2 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu added a third day midaitai. Whatever, that's a separate discussion, the length of time for that. But the why did Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael hear all the Aseres HaDvarim? Because, why did Klal Yisrael, hear all the Aseres HaDvarim? That was not the original intent of Matan Torah. It was only because Klal Yisrael responded, let's say, Neinu, Lirai, says, Malkeinu, we want to see the Ribbono Shel'olam, we want direct from the Ribbono Shel'olam. So Mele the Ribbono Shel'olam said, oh, okay, fine, you'll get Moshe Rabbeinu, but you'll also get this. And that's the Aseres HaDibros. What happens at the end of the Aseres HaDibros? Right, they get all the Aseres HaDibros, and then they say, oh, we can't handle that. Right, Bosik says, this is after all the Aseres HaDibros. They shook. You speak to us, and we'll hear. We can't handle it. Right? We can't handle the Aseres HaDibros, and that's it. We can't handle anything more than that. But that was the conversation. In other words, the original tachlis was, Bavar Yisham B'dabar Yimach, you'll see me speak to my Shrabbeinu. That was Mekuyim. That was Avada Mekuyim. According to the way Rashi learns, though, is they responded, we want more than that. So they got the more than that, and then they said, we can't handle more than that, and they went back to the original, which is Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give everything. That's the Shakavataria in the Psukim, according to Rashi. Again, you have to put the Psukim in Shvatim before the Psukim in Yisrael, but then that's the Hemshech HaDvarim, everything, the bris takes place on hay. The Kiddush HaMeyayim U'machar and Klal Yisrael's response to the Ribbono Shel'olam took place on Dalet, and they're getting ready for all this in Dalet Hay and Vav. And Mamela Matan Torah is on either Vav or Zion, depending on the Shita in the Gemara. Now, that's all according to Rashi. And they made a bris. So again, the Kabbalah Satira. So let's set it up. According to Rashi, the Kabbalah Satira took place on which day? The bris with the Ribbono Shel'olam took place on which day? On Hay Siva. Right? That took place on Hay Siva. On either Vav or Zion, now there's a lot more mitzvahs they're supposed to get. They only knew the mitzvahs in Shtav of Amara. They only knew from Bereishis until Matan Torah. They didn't know anything about, say, for Mishpatim. They certainly didn't know anything about, say, for Vayikra. They didn't know any of that. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets that when the 40 days in the on Har Sinai. What tells them that what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back and report to them? Who says he's a Navi Emes? Babur Yisham B'dabrima says, before that, you need a Matan Torah. You need a Aseres HaDibros, where Klal Yisrael sees that the Ribbono Shel'olam's Navi is Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's a Gilui that they have about Moshe Rabbeinu. Memela, they know that that's Emes. And then everything follows from there. Now all the mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get on Har Sinai, and he's going to report to them, those are all from this Navi that the Ribbono Shel'olam said, he's my Navi, Babur Yisham B'dabrima. That's the sequence according to Rashi. But the bris that Klal Yisrael made with the Ribbono Shel'olam, that Klal Yisrael's Mekabel Nasav and Ishma, is not just before, think about this for a second, it's not just before the Aseres HaDibros. It's before V'gam B'chay Yaminu La'olam. It's before Klal Yisrael knows that the Ribbono Shel'olam's Navi is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, they know Moshe Rabbeinu did all the Nisim in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu did all the Kriyas Yamsuf, but that's, like the Rambam says, that's an Amunah that maybe you could be Mefakfik on. But this is not. Babur Yishma Amidari Yimacha, you cannot mistake the Ribbono Shel'olam telling you that Moshe Rabbeinu is my Navi. That's impossible. Right? But they were Mekabel Nasav and Ishma before they had that. Now, again, you know, there would have been a Makayim, possible Makayim, if they hadn't had Maimon Har Sinai, they hadn't had the Aseres HaDibros, there would have been a possible makam to say that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get that. Maybe he made that up, right? That's why we needed Matan Torah. We needed Aseres HaDibros to make that emuna something that is not shy of something to argue with. But that's the sequence according to Rashi. According to Rambam, now, you could ask according to Rashi, what's the two things, right? In other words, in Pasuk Gimel, it says, right? Whatever the Ben Shem said, Nasa, we're going to do. And then he writes down the Sefer HaBris, and they say Nasa v'nishma. Right? Nasa v'nishma. So what are the two steps? There's a step one and a step two in their Kabbalah. First one is we're going to do, and really it said Nasa already in Parshas Yisrael also. It said in Pasuk. Pasuk Ches, Perek Yutes. The Vayanu Kolom Yachta Vayomer Kol Asher Dibe Hashem Nase Vayoshem Moshe Es Dibe Omel Hashem. That's the pasuk before the one we just quoted before. So what's that Nase also? There's two Nases and then a Nase Venishma. So I'm not sure what each one clearly is a Kabbalah of something, and then the Nase Venishma is the bris between Klal Yisrael and the Rish. Okay, that's all Rashi. According to Ramban, so the Chumash is in order. According to Ramban, so Parshas Mishpatim followed Matan Torah, followed Aseres HaDibros. So, again, the Ramban, I don't think, argues, I didn't go back and look, but I don't think he argues on the Pasuk, on what the Pasuk Bavo Yishmael Medaber Yimach is coming to tell you. In other words, that, Klal Yisrael is going to see that the Rebbeinu Shalom is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's saying he's my Navi, so that's still in place. But then they get Maimon Har Sinai, and then after Maimon Har Sinai they get all the mitzvahs and parshas and mishpatim, and then following all the mitzvahs and parshas and mishpatim, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. So according to the Ramban, this all took place. The Ramban learns it all took place. Well, Moshe Amar Alei Al Hashem is all the day of Matan Torah. It's all that taking place on that day. The Ramban says like this. He says, brings all the Rashis. He has a bunch of kashas on the Rashi. And then he says, so I should have marked off where he stops asking all the questions. For hate the literature of Avram, he receives Ben Ezra, Shapirisha, Inyan Kesidra. He learns the Inyan in order. Of Amarik Akiad Haina, a Sefer Abris. Until here is the Sefer Abris. So, first of all, in other words, what's the Sefer Abris? Sefer Abris includes all the mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim. That's the Sefer Abris. It's not from, like, the Rayu Rashi learns, that is from Bereshis until here. It's all the mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim. So let's set the order. In other words, there's an order going on over here. Klal Yisrael gets the Aseres HaDibros. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. And he gives them all the Parshas, the end mitzvahs in Parshas Yisrael. He gives them all the mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim. Those are the mitzvahs that are the bris between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlom. Right? Vayavah Moshe Yisrael is called to be Hashem Eis Kol HaMishpatim. And then he writes them down. And they make a bris over that. Vayikach sefer, it's vayichtoy v'sefer habris, means he wrote down Parshas Mishpatim. That's the bris, not from Bereishis until here. But Parshas Mishpatim is the bris. So that's the pshat over here, that there's a whole parsha between. Now let's think about it for a second. According to the Ramban, what happened was they got the Aseres HaDibros, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a whole bunch of mitzvahs. And then the Rebbeinu Shlom says, and now come up to the mountain, come up, and you're going to get more. So what's this? What's the difference between these and all the other mitzvahs that they got later, after Moshe Rabbeinu came down? And whether they got just the klalim before, you know, did they get literally parshas and mishpatim, or they got all the Torah Shabbal Peh, and all those halachas, parshas, is they just got this Torah Shabbal Ksav, the klalim, whatever exactly we'll call that. But the reason for that is because this is what's called the Sefer HaBris. This is not, what's happening in Parshas Mishpatim is not, I don't want to use the wrong word for this, it's not mitzvahs. In other words, when there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, or in Kedoshim, or in Emor, or in Kiseitze, And there's mitzvahs in all those parashiyas. Those are mitzvahs. The Klal Yisrael was in the tztava. The mitzvahs in Parashas Mishpatim and all the psukim in Parashas Mishpatim is what Klal Yisrael was kaires, the bris, with the Rebbeinu Shalom over those mitzvahs. Right? They made their treaty that Klal Yisrael has been mekayim for the last 3,300 years. We made over the mitzvahs in Parashas Mishpatim. According to Rashi, I don't know what this says about the relation of Klal Yisrael with the Rebbeinu Shalom, but according to Rashi, Sefer Bereishis is part of the bris. Right, all the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim are part of the bris. That's the bris. We the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. Rebbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim. We know all that. We got the psukim of that, and we're making a bris over that event. According to the Ramban, the bris is over the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs and the tzivuyim in Parashas Mishpatim. That is what we're making a bris with the Rebbeinu Shalom over. I don't know, there's got to be a very deep ramification of those two ideas, but that is a fundamental difference according to the Ramban and Rashi. But according to the Ramban, they got all these mitzvahs after the Aseres HaDibros, then they made the bris in that morning, the day of Matan Torah. Right? Now, according to the Ramban, it's a little better, there's more time on that day. Right? According to Rashi, you had to read all of Sefer Bereishis and most of Sefer Shmais. According to Ramban, you didn't need that. But still, it was the day of Matan Torah. We have no idea how long the Aseres HaDibros took, right? I mean, to lane it in Shul takes 5 minutes. But Mestama, by the Kailos and Brakim and all the things that were going on by Matan Torah. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu gets Sefer Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, gets Parshas Mishpatim, then they make the bris. They shech the karbonis, they make the bris, and the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, or that day. That depends on whether it's Vav or Zion. That's a separate thing. But that's a basic difference in the Seder Advarim, according to Rashi and the Ramban. And it's a basic difference in what's happening in Parshas Mishpatim. According to Rashi and according to Ramban. According to Rashi, it's all afterwards. Parshas Mishpatim is the tzivuyim that Moshe Rabbeinu got afterwards, but all these sukkim are before that, and they did not have that when they said Nasim Inishma, which we mentioned last week, becomes a problem according to Ramban. Right? What's the big deal of Nasa before Nishma? They didn't know. According to Ramban, they knew all of Parshas Mishpatim already. You have to say the milas that they were Makabal, whereas all the other umays. They asked Makasuba, and then they weren't Makabal. They said no. Okay, but that's a side problem. Now, this leads to a different issue, which is a sugi in Mesach de Gittin. Gemara Mesach de Gittin on Daf Samach. I don't know how much of the island did Daf Samach yet, the very end of Hamazakin. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara where the Torah Megillah Nitna, or Torah Chasuma Nitna. Megillah is a small piece of cloth. Right? And as you write, and the Gemara talks about, they would write for children, they would write Megillahs. Right? They would write a few psukim on it, and that's how they would teach it. So that's what the word Megillah means in this context. Megillah Nitna, or Torah Chasuma Nitna, a sealed Torah. So Rashi says, what's the two? Megillah Nitna, Kishanamra Parsha Lamaisha Yakaisa. Whenever a parsha was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's when he would write it. At the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, after all the parshias were said, then he connected them. But in other words, he had a whole stack. Right? One parsha said, right, the parsha of Shemitah, right? One had the parsha of Aina. One had the parsha, right? Whatever, all the different parshias, but each one was its own Megillah, and they were given in whatever order they were given. If you go through Chumash, like we talked last time, some were given by Almayit, some were given by Har Sinai, some were given, and those parshias were said whenever they were said. At the end of 40 years in the Midbar, they were connected in the order that they were connected in. That's the first sheet, the Megillah Nitna. The second sheet is Torah Chasuma Nitna. Leinichtav Rashi says at Saif Mem, the Torah was not written down until the end of 40 years in the Midbar. After all the parashiyas were said, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down. The things that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu in the first year in the Midbar, and the second year in the Midbar, ha'yisturis le'al peh. They were organized al peh. They were Torah shebal peh. They were not yet Torah shebiksav. All the things that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu in the first year in the Midbar, and the second year in the Midbar, parashas Vayikra, parashas Tzav, parashas Shemini, all those were not written down until the 40th year in the Midbar. And then Moshe Rabbeinu got the tzivoy write down all of this. That's the Torah Chasumanit. So it's a one time machlekes, right? Was the for 40 years this parasha and that parasha, were they Torah Shabbat or were they Torah Shabbat Peh? Right? They would take either Torah Shabbat Sav or Torah Shabbat Peh. Like we mentioned last week, Lechaira, everybody's going to hold that the parasha of Shema and Vahayim Shemaya were Torah Shabbat Peh for 40 years because they were not said to Moshe Rabbeinu to write down until the 40th year in the Midbar, but they were part of Tefillin. Unless you're going to say the Tefillin that they had for the 40 years were not the same Tefillin that we have, which is possible also. But the Parshat Shad is that they were Torah Shabbat Peh, and they were written down in everybody's Tefillin as Torah Shabbat Peh, not as part of Chumash, not as part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, as part of Torah Smaisha. And then in the 40th year in the Midbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu got those Parshias to write down, he wrote them down. But the sheet that holds Torah Chasuma Nitna holds that until the 40th year in the Midbar, nothing was written down. It was all Torah Shabbat Peh. All the Vayidaber Hashem HaMoshe Leimers, all the Pesukim we have in Torah were not written down at all. They remained Torah Shabbat Peh until the 40th year in the Midbar. So Tosis is, over here he is, from the Rashi we just read in Parashas Mishpatim. In fact, Tosis, very rarely does Tosis quote Rashi and Chumash. Right? Tema, Zechsev Vayikach Sefer Abris Vayikar Ba'aznei Ha'am. Uperish Rashi veperish Chumash the Hainami Bereishis viadkat. Fractisis, how could you say that the Torah was not written down? Nothing was written down until the 40th year in the Midbar. Rashi just said that he took the Sefer Abris and he wrote it down by Yichdav Sefer Abris, and then he read it to Klal Yisrael. So Zaktisis, and Rashi learns me Bereishis until Matan Torah. So the whole Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Shmois Va'era Boi B'Shalach. First half of Yisrael, Pashtus, the first half of Yisrael, were all written down at that point before by Maimon Har Sinai. And before Maimon, by Hey Sivan, they were all written down. So, Venir Lefarish, like Harmer Chasuma Nitna Shalai Nechtava Adle Besaif, Zach Taisa said, not what Chasuma Nitna means. Chasuma does not mean it wasn't written on the end. Ella Shal Aseder Nechtava. The Eish Parashi Yishinem Utchila Lefnei Oysim Aksubim Lefneim. There were parashis that were said earlier, before the ones that are written in front of them, and we're not written at Shinema Lay Isa Shaksubula Fonel. Zak Taisvis, the Torah was said in one order and written in a different order. We know that, right? That there's a mukta mumukhar about Torah. But so we'll pick an example, and I'm totally making this one up. But it's possible the parsha of Ayla, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, was said after the Parsha of Chata. Right, Parsha of Chata, the order we have in Parshas Vayikra is Ayla, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, Asher. Right, it's possible the Parsha of Ayla was said after the Parsha of Chata. Vayidaber Hashem HaMoshe Leimar, Zayis Tairas HaChatas, whatever, Zayis Tairas HaShlamim. Right, those may be said earlier. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write them down until he was given the Parsha of Ayla to write down, and the parasha of Mincha to write down, and then he could write down the parasha of Shlamim. So even if the parasha, that's what Torah Chasuma Nitna means it wasn't written down until it was up to there in the writing. That's what Chasuma Nitna. So according to Rashi, Chasuma Nitna means until the 40th year in the Midbar wasn't written down. Until the end, the very end, until Einei Kol Yisrael was said at that point, or maybe Parshas Hazinu, whatever, you should write the whole Shira. That might be what the Shira was, but wherever that Tzivui was, until that point, nothing was written down. That's the sheet that Terech Hasuman is. It was all Terech Shabbat Peh. Zak Taisa said, no, he asked him Rashi and Chumash, and he says, that's not what it means. What it means, it was written in order of the Parshias we had. So if a Parsha earlier was said later, they didn't write any of the subsequent Parshias down until that point. Then Taisa says, we can prove from many psukim that there's no that the Torah is not in order. Elohel Mishkach the Rabbi Levi. So the Gemara asks him the eight parshias. The Eilam do the sugi on Dafsam. Well, we have a problem. Rashi now. Rashi doesn't learn the way Taisa says. So Taisa asks him Rashi in Chumash, and he gives an answer not like Rashi in Gittin. So how's Rashi going to learn? So l'chayra, Rashi could learn the following. Rashi could learn that the when we say vayichtay v'sefer habris and vayikach v'sefer habris and vayikar v'oznei ha'am. So Rashi says it means to be voracious until Matan Torah. According to Rashi, that is not Chumash. It was not written as you want to call Torah Shebiksav. Like we said before, right? Maybe we would have invented, if it was me and you, maybe we would have invented, what's the Sefer HaBris? It would be a shtar that says a shtar atanoi, you know, like, right? We're making a bris between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we would write out such a Sefer, right? We would write a document that's a Sefer HaBris. It's a bris, it's creating a bris between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is chayiv to Klal Yisrael, and we're chayiv to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's chayiv to give us the mitzvahs and to give us schar neinish or whatever. Exactly, the Rebbeinu Shalom's achrayis to Klal Yisrael in the shtar would be an order of achrayis back. Maybe we would have invented such a thing. Zok Rashi, that's not what Sefer HaBris is. The Sefer HaBris is me voracious until Matan Torah. But how is that a Sefer HaBris? So Chai Rashi holds that it wasn't because it was Chumash. Rashi didn't start writing Chumash until here. Oh, here's the start. This is the start of Chumash for you. And, we'll get you more later. But right now, we're up to here now. So that's the Sefer HaBris. Until now, when the rest of Torah will be... I don't think that's what Rashi means. I think Rashi holds that the Rebbeinu Shalom creating the world and giving the and the Avos and the Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, that's up to Matan Torah. That's all the bris that Klal Yisrael is being mekabel. The Rebbeinu Shalom as the Bayre and the Bayre and the Rebbeinu Shalom as the Manik, and that Klal Yisrael are the Yarshim of the Messiah of the Avos. That is the bris between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not Chumash yet. It's a Sefer HaBris. It's a different document. Now, we could take this even further and say it didn't have the same words. It had all the same events. It had that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. It had that there was an Abraham Avinu. It had that there was a Yitzchak and a Yaakov and a Shvatim and a Yitzchak Mitzrayim and a Matan Torah. He wrote everything from Bereishis until Matan Torah. Or it could be the same Tzukim we had. But it didn't serve the function of Chumash. It wasn't yet Torah Shav, like Rashi says, it was Al-Peh. It was Torah Shav-Al-Peh. As Torah, it was Torah Shav-Al-Peh. But as Chumash, right, it wasn't yet Torah Shav. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down. He wrote it down as the Sefer HaBris, but not as the Sefer of Chumash. Came along the 40th year in the Midbar, Rashi Shav says, write down, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Sof, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Fuz, right? That was the Nitzina of the Torah, Torah Shebiksav. Maybe Ulay Efshe, we could say something.